We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm looking at NFL.com, their quarterback ratings, rankings. And the question here is, who do you want most at current cost? So the exercise was considering talent, production, age, and contract. Which quarterback would you most want to have under your team's control moving forward? Do you get that now?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I have the same. I have the same story up.
So using that kind of criterion, Ben Roethlisberger ranked 18th. On this list. Was that a cook?
No, I'm trying to... that was like a thoughtful grumble. Because I was scrolling through to look at like who he's ahead of, who he's behind. I think there's one very notable name behind him a couple of spots that I'm a little bit surprised to see that far behind him just because of the year he came off of. And that's
Tannehill.
Josh Allen. No,
oh,
Josh Allen, I'm
Tannehill.
Surprised at five, and then Tannehill two spots back of him. You know what the thing with Tannehill is in that ranking? I think that's actually, who did this list on NFL.com? I lost the author's name.
Greg Rosenthal. Well, Greg Rosenthal published it, but they asked a bunch of their people.
Okay, well, let me say this. You know I was, like, bullish on Tannehill last year as far as, like, his success wasn't fluky in the nature of how he went about it. Like, he was making big time throws. It might have been fluky that it was totally out of character for his whole career to that point, but I think this is actually a very good rating of Ryan Tannehill, because the Titans are betting that he's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league, and I just don't see that long term. So
you agree with Ben being ahead of him
there? I think I can make that case.
I think Ben's lower than he should be. I don't think he should be ranked in the lower half of quarterbacks. That probably doesn't surprise you that I'm saying that. I think there are a couple of guys that are definitely ahead of him here. And then I think that there are probably three or four quarterbacks that I don't think for a second, if I could trade places, if I could make
Mayfield's
a swap.
Ahead of him, so I know you're furious.
Okay,
about
so the no brainers are if I could take Ben Roethlisberger out and put Patrick Mahomes in, yes, of course. Deshaun Watson, yes, of course. Lamar Jackson, yep, because of his age. Russell Wilson, absolutely. Carson Wentz, yes. Kyler Murray, yes.
Prescott, Rodgers. Prescott, I can hear you pulling a Bron Cook right now.
I don't want to pay Dak Prescott.
I don't want to pay Dak Prescott that kind of money because I don't think he's worth it, but he's better. He's probably, I think you're going to get a more reliable player in terms of his health.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of guys on this list that coming off of a season in which he's only played two games at 37 years old, you could make the case that they're more reliable health-wise than Ben. How many franchise quarterbacks only played in two games last year? Ben and Cam Newton. I mean, everybody else
Correct.
Pretty much was healthy. So if that's how we're measuring these guys, well, then, you know, Ben's going to be at the bottom of this list. I don't expect him to miss the lion's share of the season again.
Do you know what's interesting to me about this list? Who's ranked two spots ahead of Ben at 16?
Brady.
Only two spots ahead. That is Jared Goff is 15th on this. It is astonishing to me that somebody could look at both of those players. I understand that it takes all these other factors into account. It's age and salary. I still think I'd rather have Brady. Like, I just don't... the Jared Goff thing is baffling to me. I don't care that he's 25 years old. It's pretty well established that he's a good at his best. He's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, and not going to elevate players around
him. If I'm building a team, I'm looking for three types of quarterbacks. I'm looking for the quarterbacks that are on a rookie contract that I think are starter capable or better. You know, Mahomes would be the, you know, the perfect
easy answer there.
Yeah, he's just the perfect, impeccable. There's nothing. He's 10 out of 10. Also, the, you know, the guy that is so great, even if he's at a huge price tag number, that I still would want him on my team because I think I'm going to win 9 games plus no matter what. And Russell Wilson would be that player. Super expensive, but is just incredible,
yeah,
in his prime.
He's so good.
And then the third would be the quarterback that comes in like under $30 million, like Brady and Breeze, who are moderately priced. And they're not like sucking all the blood out of your salary cap, and they're allowing you to build more of a complete team around them. And like Ben is not in any of those categories. So by that, like by my logic that I'm applying here, and I love Ben, but I don't really, I hope this doesn't offend like the people that worship at his altar. Maybe it will. I just think it's going to be very difficult for the Steelers to win a Super Bowl when they are dedicating so much money to a franchise quarterback that's no longer a sure thing. And at some point, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think at some point NFL teams are going to get smart and they're not just going to pay the going rate for the quarterback anymore. And I think Dallas is kind of in that situation right now, clearly.
Well, the thing that's going to affect it most, so I'm not even going to add anything to your Ben statement, because I think I've been pretty consistently saying that exact thing for months now. Is that fair? That I committing that much money to a guy who's that unreliable at this point, health-wise, everything else, is a bad recipe. He has to have a career year for them to have a realistic Super Bowl shot, I think. You might differ a little bit there. The thing with teams like doing Dallas's method, really resisting the urge to commit long-term guaranteed money, is going to come down to one element and one element only. Well, two. It's going to come down to that team's individual, as a franchise, aversion or willingness to take on risk. And it's going to come down to how well teams feel like colleges are preparing guys to play quarterback in the pros. And the more pro offense continues to look like college offense and be more about creating matchup issues and space and not being like power and you know, complex reads for the quarterback, the more the NFL gets invaded by the college game, the easier it's going to be for teams to say, we've got a guy who's pretty good, but we're just not going to commit to him because he's not great.
Like, this might surprise you.
That could be a long way off, Pony.
Well, this
that
might
be a very long
this
way
might
off.
Surprise you, but a team that I am going to bet on this year, that once we get football back, that I think is actually like a very good bargain play, is Chicago. Because they're not paying Foles that much money. He fits their system. He was with Nagy in Kansas City. It's an Andy Reid-style offense. That's where Foles was reinvented and got back into football and was comfortable. That offense, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, it's all the same. They've got a great defense. And they went, they had the same record as the Steelers last year, didn't they? The Bears very quietly like went 8-8 with awful quarterback play. And they were 12-4 the season before that, or 11-5. And they're not
8-8 last year for Chicago, and then the 2018 Bears were 12-4.
And they're not in, and they're not into their quarterback for $35 million. And those are the types of teams I really like. I like those. The Steelers can absolutely win double digit games this year, but I think there are holes in their roster that are evident that might be filled if they weren't paying a franchise quarterback, a guy that no longer was really playing like one, between $33 and $40 million.
This team is in a different place because it seems like they're at least undergoing a soft rebuild. But what do you think as far as like not paying a quarterback premium price of what Carolina has now with Bridgewater? who's not the dynamic player that Cam Newton is, but he's much steadier, has an injury history, but was healthy for the five games he started last year, and is on, comparatively speaking, a pretty reasonable contract, I would say. Do you like a team like that to be
no,
sneaky?
No, because they lost Keekly, and they're, to me, like more of a rebuilding. That, to me, is a bridge quarterback more than anything else to something. I don't know what, but to something.
Water? Just saying.
I would.
The obvious joke was right.
You
there.
Know, I love Jameis to the Steelers as a buy low player that could maybe eventually replace Ben Roethlisberger, and you get him at a bargain to do mm-hmm. it. Former number one pick. The team that really should sign him is the Chargers, because they've got the weapons, and if you can get him to dial it back a little bit, like he did in 2018 compared to 2019, with the offensive line improvements that they made, there's no reason that they can't. Like, what would it be? Would it be totally insane for Jameis Winston in that offense to give the Chargers what Phillip Rivers did 2 years ago?
No, it wouldn't be insane. So the thing you've got to consider there is, say they're giving him they're bringing him on, and he's the starter. If he knows he's going to be the starter, he's going to want closer to that starter money, and then he ceases to become that kind of bargain. I understand he doesn't have a ton of leverage at this point, or any leverage, but I just wonder about if he knew he was going to be the man, if that would change his demands.
If I were the Chargers, I would tell Jameis Winston, what Mariota got in Oakland, we'll give you the same deal. They come here.
And do you think he's a better player than Mariota?
Yes!
I think, why would he take it?
Well, then I would give him a little bit more just to pump his tires. I don't know. I'm the Chargers. What do I have to lose? No one cares about me anyways.
You're completely incoherent.
Right. Who is?
The Chargers.
They're
franchise.
They're irrelevant.
Well, they missed the boat. They still should have been the team to try to move heaven and earth for Tom Brady.
If you were not looking at these rankings the way that NFL.com was doing it, and they were looking at it more through the idea of like what the quarterback will be strictly in 2020, where would you rank Ben under those kind of parameters and outlines?
From a performance standpoint?
Yes. Would you still have him 18th?
He'd be in the same neighborhood.
I will run down the quarterbacks, and you tell me if you expect the quarterback to be better than Roethlisberger this year, okay?
All right.
Mahomes.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Carson Wentz.
Yes, but not as emphatically as people might think.
Kyler Murray.
Yes. Big jump.
Dak Prescott.
Tepid, yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yes.
Matt Ryan.
I think he's too highly rated right now.
Baker Mayfield.
Just because I don't feel like giving you the equivalent on radio of bulletin board material for the rest of the show, I will say no.
Thank you. Although if you said yes, it would make the show more entertaining, so you screwed that up. Matthew Stafford.
No, I can't put him above Ben because of his back.
Yep, and supporting cast there blows. Kirk Cousins.
They need a guy in Detroit like Eric Ebron for Stafford.
Kirk Cousins.
You know what? Yes. I don't really like him as a player, but in the right system, he can be really good. And I think he's in a system up there where he's insulated. Like, he's a game manager plus.
I'd rather have Roethlisberger. Garoppolo?
No. I just was not that impressed by him. Like, where was he when the rubber met the road in the Super Bowl bringing them back?
Okay. I'm going to say yes. Breeze.
Breeze, yes. Yes.
Goff.
No.
Brady.
No. Yes.
Darnold.
Here's a surprise one. I actually think Darnold is going to be really good this
year. Yeah, I go no there. Line stinks. Coach is in way over his head. No receivers. They lost Robbie Anderson. They didn't replace him. Come on.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to amend my pick to no there.
Huh.
Not because like you're so persuasive, but because I kind of blacked out on the fact that Adam Gase is still their head coach, and he is a complete clown show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.